We can kind of think of the planets going in their shadow phase as like their little visitation to the underworld. And
Okay.
they're just like taking a little break and hanging out with everything that is in the subconscious. Mercury rules communication, intellect, technology. It's a lot about how we intake things. So it does really hit those auditory receptors with the communication and then also what we intake and read informatively.
Okay. So is it more about our internal experience of communication is what's getting scrambled?
Yeah, rather, basically.
It's not so much like the what I am saying is the issue. It's that what I'm hearing.
How you process
and how
it.
How other people are potentially hearing
me. So it's kind of like Mercury retrograde is a really good idea to think of like a processing delay.
Welcome to Settling is Bullshit, a sweary podcast about claiming your joy. If you are an adult human craving healthier boundaries, a greater sense of purpose, or an increased capacity to feel at ease in your own skin, then you are in the right place, my friend. I'm your host, Kate Blauk, and I'm here to offer you practical tools and playful encouragement to help you step forward and be your most awesome self. My hope is that each episode will leave you feeling a bit more empowered to make brave choices and claim your joy. Hello, my dear. It is March of 2025, and Mercury is about to go retrograde. Dun, 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 dun. And if you're listening to this episode, you at least have some curiosity about what the hell that means and what it might mean for you specifically. I have been fucking around with astrology for a few years now. And realized that although I do sort of have some sense of what it means, I wanted to like actually understand what the hell it means when Mercury goes retrograde. And so I invited Fee Russell, they, them pronouns, and all around wonderful woo woo human. Fee does tarot, they read your aura, they do energy healing, and they also fuck around with astrology. So we got together and sat down and had a conversation about like, what is a Mercury retrograde and how can we understand how it applies to each of us individually? Because while any given Mercury retrograde is going to fuck with technology and communication, broadly speaking, it's going to impact each of us differently depending on where the sign that it is going retrograde through lands on our specific chart. You're going to hear Fee and I talk about that a whole bunch in a minute, but that's the gist that we're dealing with. And I feel a lot more empowered after having had this conversation to prep for each Mercury retrograde. It tends to go retrograde 3 times, sometimes 4 times a year. And for this one specifically, I am going to take a season break. I have been going strong since September. This is official episode number 36, but I wasn't using numbers for some of the episodes, so we're probably at closer to 40. And it's time for me to take a break because breaks are how we restore and revive and sustain our energy for the long haul. So I am going to be taking the next month or so off after this episode, and then I will be coming back to you sometime in April, surprise, with really juicy content for season 3 and to celebrate a full fucking year of this podcast, which is so awesome. So buckle up, take good care of yourself for this Mercury retrograde. As always and forever, pause when agitated, practice restraint of pen and tongue, sleep on the email or the text message or the whatever before sending it, and we'll all get through this older and wiser.
you're like an all-purpose.
I am.
Woo.
Yeah.
Human.
That's what I try to be. I do the woo-woo.
Okay. So, Fee, I have called you here today because Mercury is about to go retrograde.
Yes.
And what I know about that is that it fucks with technology and communication. And so I'm going to take a season break on the podcast during Mercury retrograde, which seemed appropriate.
Probably a good
idea. Yeah. Yeah. But we've been wanting to get together for a while. And I was like, oh, let's talk about that. Because you know about astrology, among many other wonderful woo-woo things, which makes me deeply happy. So I don't understand or super care about the science of how planets work and why it appears to be going backward. Like, that's what all these Mercury retrograde. Here's the explanation. Like, the important thing is that it appears to be going backward.
It does. And it's in its shadow phase.
Okay. So what does it mean for it to be in its shadow phase?
We can kind of think of the planets going in their shadow phase as like their little visitation to the underworld. And they're just like taking a little break and hanging out with everything that is in the subconscious.
Okay. So that, yeah, they're taking a mental health break.
They are. They need to be in a shadow. It's like it's the rest period for them.
Okay.
And that's why like the mother and the father, the sun and the moon, they don't go into retrograde ever, but all of the other planets do. And it's kind of a call to slow down because the planets themselves are slowing down. So in those areas, we need to also kind of align ourselves and chill out because they're taking a break. So we should take a break.
So when planets go retrograde, and they all do it.
They all do. That outer planets go into retrograde more frequently, and they all do it at like different times. Mars, it goes into retrograde every 2 years. Venus kind of does the same. Mercury, we see it happen like every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
So it's like almost every quarter, but it's every third. So
yeah.
They all go in and out of flux of like taking a little break.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everybody needs a break.
Even the planets.
Even the planets need a nap. Oh my God. This is great. Rest has been a topic for me of late, as I think has been with many of us, because so a bunch of planets were retrograde at the start of 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It was Mars retrograde was the big heavy hitter. And then we also were dealing with Jupiter in retrograde. And then all the planets are direct for like a couple of days now. Like we have a little break.
We found the window right before.
It is right here.
Right here right now at the very end of February before you lovely humans are going to get to listen to this. But maybe like think back like a week ago, you were having a good time.
Yeah, you were having a great time this week. The sun is shining. We're all good.
Yeah. But Mercury is going to go retrograde on March.
So it stations retrograde on March 14th. The pre-retrograde shadow starts on February 28th. That's it sort of disseminating into the underworld is what we refer to as the shadow period.
So it's got its backpack.
It's like packing its bags to go to the underworld. Yeah.
It's like heading
and
down
then
in that direction.
The end retrograde shadow is its journey back.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it stations retrograde on March 14th, which will last until it stations direct on April 7th.
Okay. So like end of March, beginning of April, Mercury's full on retrograde.
Mercury's in the microwave again. So communication is going to be really funky for that period.
Yeah. And that's because Mercury rules communication.
Mercury rules communication, intellect, technology. It's a lot about how we intake things. So it does really hit those auditory receptors with the communication and then also what we intake and read informatively.
Okay. So is it more about our internal experience of communication is what's getting scrambled?
Yeah, basically.
It's not so much like that what I am saying is the issue. It's that what I'm hearing.
How you process
how
it.
How other people are potentially hearing me.
So it's kind of like Mercury retrograde is a really good idea to think of like a processing delay. Where it's not super good to take anybody super seriously because they're also kind of processing and filtering out their feelings. So it is a good time to like kind of clarify what you're feeling because everything is just slowed. But it also, if it's chaotic, it's probably a lot of conversations that have been needing to happen for a really long time. And Mercury going to the underworld is the time for them to come out.
Oh, okay. So it's like stuff that's been on the back burner, even if this isn't like the ideal time for it to come out your mouth, it's probably going to come out your mouth because you don't have the best, like, and that's, filtering.
Exactly. And that's kind of the point of retrogrades is, like, well, if it's been on the back burner in this department, it's going to, like, come to the surface and you're going to, it's a processing period and figuring out what you actually want and what aligns with your being. Technology gets really screwy.
Yeah, it does. Like, my computer always.
Always.
Like, there's just wonky shit that happens.
It gets really upsetting. I don't really know how to explain that one, but I just know, like, if it's a, if the Mercury's in the retrograde, everything's going to be a lot slower.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Mercury rules communication. We're just coming out of a Mars retrograde, and Mars is all about action.
It's authority, action, and, like, directly what we're passionate about.
Right. So if any of you, I was in a big depression pit in January. I don't think I was the only one. There's a lot of global shit going on, but that was a contributing factor, I think, was that.
Also that, like, grotesque rise of authority that we saw and, like, the masculine demeanor, honestly, was, like, a really good showing period of what Mars retrograde can really do. It's just, like, authority to overextend itself and take over is a really common thing to see during those periods.
Mm-hmm. So now that we're out of Mars retrograde and Mars is direct again, what does that mean?
It is time for us to take action. Like, in those periods, it wasn't super great to make big life decisions like buying cars or houses and all of those things. Like, no big purchases, no committing to super big life-changing things. And, like, now it's kind of time to accept those back into our lives and reintegrate it. So things are a little less aggressive on, like, the outside level, but they honestly, they should have just kind of, like, reignited on the inside level and, like, our passion. It's, like, fully the time to reimmerse in them and to start taking action and doing the things now.
Yeah. So that's the good news is that Mars is now correct. And now it's like, let's take some action, everybody. We had to go be in our stagnant stasis
holes,
whatever that looked like, and now we may be feeling a bit more wind on our sails just in time for Mercury to go retrograde. And
let's not also forget Venus is going retrograde on March 1st.
So what does that mean for us?
Venus retrograde is a time for us to evaluate our interpersonal relationships, and, like, that label doesn't just go to romantic, that is our friendships and anybody that we really do pour love into. It's time to evaluate those and how they serve us and where they feed us. It's also where glitches in those areas can come up. And also with Mercury retrograde, you could expect to get in some fights with your lover.
Be some communication challenges
everywhere.
What I heard at the top of this conversation is just that, like, it's going to be the stuff that's been below the surface.
It's the things that have been on the back burner. It is the below the surface. It is the conversations that have been needing to be had. And they will just, like, they're kind of going to all erupt. And it might feel chaotic. But honestly, if you're able to just hone in and realize that this is just everything coming at once, you can just slow down and pick out what you need to address. And then go on that journey of figuring it out. Because also, these retrogrades are our reflection period and our processing time. So it's really good to get in touch with what you want. We do see a lot of breakups during Venus retrogrades. But again, like, you will talk to the partners and they've been wanting to break up for a very long time, usually mutually. So it's just things are happening in the way they need to. It's kind of like the Moldavite effect of, like, if you need it, it is going to just, the universe finds a way.
Yeah. What about those of us who aren't partnered? Is Venus retrograde a bad time to, like, try to start dating? Or
no, but it's
going to be wonky.
It's going to be wonky, and it's a time where you need to really evaluate if you're ready to advocate for yourself in, like, that strong, direct way that you need. Because that's what's going to be, it's going to be an overthinking time for single ones and ones who are contemplating relationships. Don't get too stuck in your head about it. Like, spend a little more time communicating.
Like, okay. So it's not the time to be like, let me do a ton of journaling about what I want in a relationship necessarily.
Not exactly. No. Like, it is the processing, but it's not the processing to overthinking pipeline. You know, it's a processing in a way that's beneficial for yourself.
Okay.
Maybe a couple pages, but not the...
Yeah, but not the whole journal. Yeah. Right? So like, don't get the like whole book and try to go through the whole thing during a Venus retrograde. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So like treating it as a beach vacation as opposed to a like mental health breakdown.
Yes.
Retreat. Okay. Okay. Cool. So that's kind of like the overview of what it means when shit goes retrograde.
Yeah.
Planets also, when they go retrograde, are like going retrograde in a particular sign.
Yes.
What does that mean and how does that work? And we'll just stick to Mercury for the sake of sanity in this conversation.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, not everyone.
Way too many things.
Yeah, yeah.
So planets going retrograde, they, at the moment that they go into retrograde, they are in a sign. For this next Mercury retrograde, it's in Aries. So the retrograde starts in Aries, and then where people kind of talk about it going backwards, what it's going to do is it's going to go back into Pisces. So it's half of the retrograde will be in the sign of Aries, and then half of it is going to be in the sign of Pisces. And when the retrograde ends, it'll stay in Pisces and it'll have to move forward back to Aries, which it started in.
Okay. So the zodiac, I'm just having a moment of like, okay, wait, I need to slow myself down here to fully understand, right? So the sky is divided into 12 quadrants, right? Like that's what the zodiac is.
Essentially, yeah.
Essentially. And so that's why planets are perpetually like moving through those 12 signs because planets orbit and are moving. Okay.
So they're orbiting through the signs. And so like Mercury has already made its way through Pisces. It is stationing in Aries, and the retrograde will make it move back in orbit into Pisces.
Okay.
Which is what we see happen with every planet, every retrograde.
Right.
It always goes backwards in a sign.
Right. Okay, so Mercury moves through signs fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Mercury is gonna go into retrograde in Aries.
Spicy Aries.
So what does that mean? So like we've already established when Mercury goes retrograde, it's going into the underworld. So like communications are gonna go into the underworld. What is the relationship between sort of what's going on with our communications and the sign that it's going retrograde into?
So with that, the nod there is to kind of look and see what that sign governs in your own chart.
Okay.
And whether it hits your direct Mercury or not, you can kind of look at the theme of the house. So instead of looking at where your Mercury is, you're going to look at what house rules, Aries rules in your house.
Okay, great. So what
are... chart.
Okay, sweet. What the fuck are the houses? To ask you like the big question.
It's like, that's a huge question.
Yeah. Okay, how about I explain it to my understanding as a non-astrologer?
Then
you can like correct me. So there's 12 signs, there's 12 houses.
Yes.
And our little natal star chart.
Yes.
Determines kind of the starting point. Of
the houses.
Of
it's
the houses.
Your rising sign.
Yeah. So whatever your rising sign is in your first house.
Yep.
And so that's why we all have fucking magically different, very complicated astrology charts, right?
Yeah.
And so even for people who are in a generational sign, right? So for like Pluto, which changes signs every like 20 years.
Yeah.
Everybody will have Pluto in a particular sign. Mine's in Libra.
Yep.
But because the house system starts from your rising sign, which changes every like 2 hours or something.
Every hour.
Okay. This is why you need to know what time specifically you were born.
Yeah.
Is in order to determine your rising sign.
And it's also to determine then what your house structure is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, right. So like all us fucking millennials either have our Pluto at the very end of Libra or the beginning of Scorpio.
Yes.
Or in Scorpio. But what house that falls in changes depending on like the time of day that you were born and all of that shit. Okay.
Yes. And what house is in is how it directly affects your life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the houses are the different areas of our life.
Exactly. And you can look at the houses and look at what planets are in them to see the kind of subtle themes of what sign rules that area of your life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm having a moment of like, oh my God, I now understand why when we like look at our charts, like the astrological signs are on the outside and then there's a circle on the inside with all those 12 numbers.
Yes.
It's because the like 12 numbers are the thing that move.
Yes. It's like a little, that makes it confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm making hand gestures right now of like spinny wheels. Okay, cool. So great. I just explained that to myself and I know a little bit more about this shit than I thought I did. So when we're talking about a Mercury retrograde, it's not as important to look at where Mercury is in our chart.
Exactly.
It's important to look where the sign that Mercury's in retrograde is in our chart.
Yes, so and what it rules.
Okay. So for me, Aries rules my third house, which is like...
That's your communication house.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's the house that Mercury actually naturally rules.
Okay. And for you, it's the first house.
And for me, it's the first house. Yeah.
Which is all about personal identity.
Yeah. It's the what you project to the world and how you see yourself as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So everybody who's listening, go look at your chart and you're going to find out what house Aries is in.
And then you're also going to look at what house Pisces rules.
Okay, right, because it's going to also be
Because it's
going to
retrograde into Pisces.
But we're going to start with Aries.
We're going to start with Aries.
Okay, cool. So for me, it's in my third house of communications. For you, it's in your first house of
self-identity.
Okay. So what does that mean for each of us, respectively?
So for you, you're going to be questioning your communication a little bit more, and it might cause some of those overthinking tendencies that we were talking about earlier of it's just going to be evaluating how you communicate and if that is honestly effectively communicating what you want to bring to the world as well, and like if those align. For me, I'm going to be questioning my self-identity a little bit, and then since my Mercury is also in that house, it's gonna make my communication a little janky, and I'm probably gonna get a little stuttery for a minute there. But it's just that direct hitting line of like, how do I present myself to the world is really gonna be what's in question for that. And that's what the point of looking at the houses is and figuring out like what kind of theme this retrograde is going to rule for you.
Okay. So it's like the sub theme. So it's like communication is the broad, like,
because
Mercury
that's
retrograde.
What Mercury rules.
Yeah. So yeah. Mercury and retrograde then means communication is going to be wonky.
Right.
And then the house that it's in
is how it's going to hit you personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Aries is in somebody's like ninth house, what would that mean for them?
That is the house where you're kind of aligned with your higher self and your spirituality. So it is going to be like questioning what you buy into and what you intake, and also what kind of information you do want to start intaking and connecting to your higher self. It's going to be a real evaluatory period of what you've intaken so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like a little bit hopeful after going through all this stuff, because you know usually it's like, oh no, Mercury retrograde,
right?
Ooh, right. But it sounds like it's a period of questioning, of like an opportunity for reflection.
It is.
And that if we're more consciously aware of it, maybe we're like a little better prepared to like pause before popping off at the mouth, especially in these particular areas.
Exactly. Yeah, that can really help set yourself up for success during the retrograde and not just fall into the chaos of it all.
Yeah.
Because we're almost like fear-mongered of, oh no, right, all the microwaves are going to explode. Mercury's in retrograde. But it is just an opportunity for reflection. And it is about how you handle it, honestly, and how you go about it.
So it's going to start retrograde in Aries, and then it'll be retrograde in Pisces as well. So for this particular Mercury retrograde, we want to be looking at both houses.
Yes, we want to be looking at the houses that rule Aries and also the Piscean houses, because that's also where it's going to end and then launch back off from.
Okay, cool. Like, I feel like I have a much better, like, understanding of, like, what the fuck is going on and what to pay attention to with a Mercury retrograde. Thinking about, like, Mercury in general, where it falls in our personal chart, like where my Mercury is, impacts how I communicate. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what directly governs how you speak and communicate.
Okay. And so mine's in Capricorn. And so that means what?
Capricorn is it's a little bit stricter, more masculine themed houses. And it deals a lot with structure and karma and what you want to bring into like the business world and what you want to innovate there.
Yeah. So the fact that I like have a podcast. I'm like, oh, like let's have some communication, be part of like what the fuck I'm doing in the world.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You're creating that strong structure for yourself through your communication.
Yeah. Cool.
So that really aligns for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your Mercury? So your Mercury's in Aries.
My Mercury's in Aries.
What does that mean for you?
House. It means I kind of fuck around and find out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so communicationally, you just sort of like, let me take some action and see what happens.
Exactly. Like communication is, because it is in that self-identity house, it is very much who I am. And so I care a lot about it. But it is very brash and it is just kind of what it is and it's all on the surface. So
yeah laying it all out there.
The mouth can get me in trouble sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I think for me, so I've been interested in astrology for a really long time and it's so goddamn complicated.
It's really complicated.
Yeah. Which is why I love talking to astrologers, because like y'all have like spent a lot of time, learning
it's
this
a lot
shit.
Of time.
Yeah. And so my hope with this episode is that we all left being with a better understanding of Mercury retrograde, and a little maybe baby bit understanding of like the houses and the like.
There we go.
That whole
and
little,
how it affects you.
Yeah, the little wheel now makes sense to me. And I think I'm just, like, inviting myself and anyone listening, that like, one planet at a time.
Yes. Like, one thing at a time. One planet, one placement.
Yeah.
Take it in baby steps.
Right. And just, like, thinking about, like, where this directly impacts us.
Mm-hmm.
So looking ahead, we have two more. Just, is it just two? So sometimes Mercury goes retrograde four goddamn times in a year.
Yeah.
2025, we've got three.
So we only have three.
Coming up on the first one, which is why this is timely. But if you're listening to this later, it's also going to be timely. So
yeah. So we've got a Mercury retrograde stationing July 17th, and then it's going to station direct August 11th, and this one is going to actually fully just be in the sign of Leo.
Okay. So Leo is the next one.
Yeah. And then it's going to station retrograde on November 9th, and then it's going to go direct on November 29th. So we actually have it all in that 1 month there, and that's going to be from Sagittarius back into Scorpio.
Okay.
Are the signs that it's going to rule then.
Okay.
So
communications, when you go off to your little chart and you're like, okay, I'm going to look at Aries, and then
later
for July,
in the year,
it'll be Leo.
It'll be what house
then,
Leo rules.
And then for the third one, it's what do you got going on in Sag and Scorpio?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so those are going to be your little communication vacation reflection times.
Exactly. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. On those particular like areas of your life, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can set yourself up for success easily.
Yeah, I feel more empowered.
Good. You should.
Yeah. Right. That knowledge is power.
Yeah. It's the awareness, and then you're set.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Fee, this has been such a delight. And for any of you listeners who want to talk to Fee about astrology or get a tarot reading or talk about your aura or any number of wonderful, woo-ful things, you can find them at venus.aura on Instagram, and those will be in the show notes, and you can book a session with them, and they're great. I've done it. They gave me a very poignant tarot reading, but we had to narrow what we were going to talk about today for the sake of sanity for everyone. So my favorite question to end on is, Fee, what brings you joy?
An abundance of things. I feel like right now I'm finding a lot of joy in seeing like the spring blooms push up and watching nature come back from the winter.
What makes you just like vibrantly joyful?
Talking really in-depthly about astrology. Yeah. Just like nerding out and getting really complicated.
Yeah. Isn't it great to talk about our special interests?
It is.
Well, thank you. This was deeply mutually self-serving then, because I had really a great time learning.
I'm happy to teach you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me grow the podcast by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with anyone you think would benefit from hearing it too. Your support means the world to me. If you'd like to get updates about new episodes, posts, and offerings, please visit settlingisbullshit.com to subscribe to my newsletter. You can also find information there about working with me one-on-one to build your most amazing life. Until next time, remember that I believe in you and that you are fucking awesome.